the top of the Lamed Vav. But Elul Levi, according to Levi Shita, the Yoma that Levi holds, Shnei Mayonesein, that really there are two different Mayonis, there's two different places where the Dam comes from. That the first 7 days it comes from a Dam Nidus, and after that the Dam Toya comes from a different place altogether. If so, Lomali Shiva, why do you have to have Zion 7 days of Nikiyim? It should be enough to Mashu Sagi. Like after the 7 days of Yeledes passed by, so if she stops seeing then, even for 1 minute, a few minutes, if she stops seeing, so then we say, according to Levi, that the Mayan that's Tomei closed up, and any Dam she sees now for the next 33 days will be Dam Toyer. It's like Dam blood coming from the nose. If so, to Mashu Sagi, as long as she stops seeing Dam for a little bit, that's a proof it closed up the Mayan Tomei. So now the next 7 days, I don't care if she sees Dam. Even if she would see Dam, it's only Dam Toyer. So what does she have to wait Zayin Nikiyim for? Smurus says true. According to Levi Ochikoma, this is what the Braisa means to say. Sricha Shativ Shoik Mashu Enechnami. She only has to stop seeing Dam after the 7 days go by a drop, a little bit of Mashu. She Yalu Lo Lishivas Nikiyim. Because if she stops seeing Dam for a little bit, then according to Levi, we say that Mayan closed up. And any dam she sees now for the next 33 days is like a nose bleeding. It's dam toyer. It comes from a different place altogether. So therefore, it's automatically Zayin Nikiyim. You don't have to really wait for Zayin Nikiyim. Zayin Echnami, according to Levi, as long as you stop seeing a drop, that's enough. Tell them more, sir, Toshima, come in here. It says we had a Gemara before that Yemei Yibura Oilem Lol Yemei Minikusa. This is halacha before we had the regular noshim, when they see their period, so their tum at the beginning may slay the tum back 24 hours before Filchus Tyrus. But there are certain ladies that we say Dayashosan, that know when they see they're only tum from then on, not from before. And one of them was a Menika or a Yeledis, or a Muberis, the pregnant lady. But halacha was, it had to be that they stopped seeing their period for 3 times. If like 3 months went by and they didn't see their period, and then they see Dam, then we say it's Dayashosan. They only tell me from then on, not from before. But it has to be they stop seeing for 3 periods already. So it says there, we have before, that Yimei Yibura, the day she's pregnant, Olam Lo helps along the Yimei Nikusa. Now let's say it was 2 months when she's pregnant, she didn't see, and it was 1 month before when she was nursing, so it was time together to say she didn't see for 3 months, so now she'll see a period, she'll only be told me Mikan Labo, Dayashosan. And it would in the opposite way, it said, that Yimei Minikusa, day she's nursing, Oilem Lo Yimei Yibura, let's say first she was nursing, and then she became pregnant. So the last month of nursing, she didn't see Dam, and then she became pregnant, the next 2 months she didn't see Dam, so that's cool, 3 months went by, she didn't see Dam, then she'll have a dinner of Dayashosan. Ketzad, so it explains what's the case talking about. Hefsika Shtayim Yimei Yibura. First she was pregnant, and she didn't see her period for 2 months. The Yachas then, the Yimei Minikusa. The other case was she was Yeledes, but without any Dam. And then she started to nurse, and she didn't see the first month of nursing. So that's cool, 3 months in a row, she didn't see Dam. Or else the opposite. It could be Shtayim Yimei Minikusa. 2 months it was when she was nursing, and then she became pregnant. The Yachas, the Yimei Minikusa, and one when she became pregnant. Or else Achas Samachti Yimei Yibura could be 1.5 months when she's pregnant. The Yachas Samachti Yimei Yibura, 1.5 months when she's nursing. Is Oilem Lo, all these together, is called 3 months. Oilem Lo, the Gimel Oinos. It comes out together, there are 3 periods that she did not see Dam. So that's the Locha by a Menikis or a Muberis, if they skip their period for 3 times and then they see Dam, it's only Dayashosan. So it's like this. Bishleim of the Rav, it's very good according to Rav Shita, holds that the Yoma that he holds. Mayi Nechadum. And that the Risha stops seeing Dam Tomei. And then the Din is a Dam is Toyer, it's from one place really. If so, Mishamachi, therefore, Boy Hefsik Shalosh Einus. It's good why she has to stop seeing 3 months. Like even though she, here was talking about when she was pregnant, she gave birth, and then she started to nurse. So even that, after that, she has to stop seeing Dam for 3 months. But Elul Lev, according to Levi Shita, the Yom that he holds, Shnei Mayonesein, that the Dam that comes out after the 7 days of Zohar, the next 33 days, it's a different Mayan altogether, it's from a different place, that Dam, it's not Dam Nidus at all, is so, Lomeli Hefsik Shalashainus, why does she have to stop seeing like a period for 3 months? The Marshu Sagi, like once she gave birth and once the 7 days went by, so now for the next 33 days, as long as she stops seeing for a second, that's enough. If she stops seeing a little bit after the 7 days, so we say the Mayan of Tomei closed up, and any dam she sees the next 33 days, or it's Nekeva, the next 66 days is always dam Toyer. So that's not called dam Nidus at all. So she's still Becheska's not to see dam Nidus. So we don't have to wait the three periods, enough just maybe one period then. Smar says in Echnam, according to Levi, the same teretz. Hochi kom, this is what the Braisa means to say. That Tzricha Shetavsik Mashu, that after she gave birth, and after the 7 or 14 days went by, she has to stop seeing dam a little bit. Kedei Yadora, she yalu lo l'shol ha-shoynes, that it should be oyla into the 3 months, it should be yalu lo l'gimel oynes, to say that she did not see dam for 3 months, and therefore she's called the cheska to be a selective dam. She's the cheska not to see dam. Therefore, the dim will be dayishosa. But kopa is not a kash on Levi. Toshma, there'll be another proof. It says vishovin. They're both beisham and beisilul. They both agree, even though they argue in the loch of meis leis. But they both agree. Beroya achar dam toyer she dayishosa. If they see dam after dam toyer, means she gave birth, and after the 40 days went by zochor, or the 80 days by nikeva, then the first time she sees dam, that it's dayishosa, that Isha doesn't have to have meis leis. So like this, bishloim is very good. The levi diyom eshnei mayonis and the 2 different mayonis. Bishumhochi dayishosa. It's very good. Why it's dayishosa? Because the ma'aser is left like 80 days. We don't say she saw dam, because it's a different Mayan. The Mayan of Nidus was closed up. So therefore, she's the Cheskas Mesulekas Domim. That's why even by Shama would agree, you only say Daishosa. She's only Tommy now when she first sees, and not from before. Elul Rab, but according to Rab, she did the Yom of the Yolds. That Mayan Echadu, no, it's called one flow of blood. It comes from the same place. Just the Torah says that the next 33 days is Torah. So Amai Daishosa, why according to Beis Shammai, when she sees a period like after the Yimei Toyer, why do we say it's Daishosom? Titma Meyes Lies, she should be Tom even back 24 hours, because she was not the Cheska to be Meselekes Damim. She saw Dam in between. Just the Torah said that Dam was Tor. But really she saw Dam? So she's still the Cheska to see Dam. So when she sees Dam now on the 81st day, we should say she should be Tommy backwards, Meyes Lies. So Marit says, the Lekes Shois, that it's talking about when she saw dam now on the 81st day, so 24 hours did not pass by it. So therefore, it cannot go back 24 hours. Like 24 hours ago, she was being made toyer. That's why we can't say she's telling me all the way back. So Mar says, okay, good, let's say she saw the dam on the 81st day, in the afternoon. But for titmum of kid lupkida, let's say she made a bedikah in the morning and she was tor. Then in the afternoon she makes a bedikah, she finds herself to be tomei, so we should say she's tomei back from the morning's bedikah. Why is there something Dayashoson? Go back at least from the last time she made a bedika. Samara says no. The klal is that kivu de meis leis leka, since you cannot take this tumma back 24 hours, because she saw now on the 81st day in the afternoon. 24 hours back is on the 80th day in the afternoon. On the 80th day, she's still tall. So you can't go back 24 hours. If so, once you can't bring it back 24 hours, so what then? I'll tell you, mepkid lepkid nami loy gozo barabonim, the bonim to make this gzera. It's like a light plug, the button only makes zero. If it's possible to have a tumma going back 24 hours, then they said, but you should know, if you made a bedika in between, it doesn't go back before the bedika. But in the case, even though you made a bedika like here, but since it's not possible at all to go back 24 hours, you do not have the luck of mipkid lipkid either. See if it's not a cash on Rav. Toshma, come on, bring another proof. Also, we had a gemara before that says, Yoledes bezoiv, Anisha that gave birth, and she saw 3 days before that, she was a Zova, she saw Dam 3 days in a row before she gave birth. So, she's Tastum a Zovana, she Sofra. Now the case happened was, she counted Zayinikim, so how the meaner is now, the 7 days passed by for Zohar, and then 7 days of Nikim passed by. But for Loi Tovla, but she did not go to the Mikvah yet. For Rosa, and now she sees Dam, so what's the loch of this Dam? Is this Dam Tom or not? So it says, Holcha Beisham L'Shitos, and they say, no, the Dam is Tor, because since it's coming out during the days of Yimei Taira, well, Beisil L'Shitos, and the Beisil L'Shita was, no, since you did not go to the Mikveh yet, therefore the Dam is Tomei. Like this, Bishleim Lo is very good according to Rav Diyom Amay Necheru. Bishimorchi Mitamalach V'yovish is very good. Why Beisila says she's Tamei. Lamais it's one Mayan. So this dam that comes out is really dam Nida. Just the Torah said it's Tor. But according to Beisila, the Torah only says it's Tor after she makes a tefillah, after she went to the mikvah. Before she went to the mikvah, the Torah doesn't say it's Tor. So it's good that it's still Tamei Lach V'yovish. It's like real dam Nidus. But Elo the Levi, according to Levi Shita, the Yoma that he holds, Shnei Mayonis saying Levi holds no. Then the dam comes out during these 33 days. It's like coming out from a different place altogether. It's dam Tor. So Amay Matamalach B'Yavish. This dam that comes out is like dam from the bloody nose. It's like the nose is bleeding. So why should that dam be Tomei? It's not dam Tomei altogether. So we kasha Levi. So it's Venachnami. Overlook Levi. Levi has to answer and say, "Nor the Amri Ketanoi Ketana de Shavim." Isolate the other Tana, the Tana we just put down before that says Shavim. They both agree that Baroi Yachadam Toyer Shaday Shosa, and we said Adiravah, but that comes out better according to Levi. It holds Shnei Mayonasein. So Nechmami Levi would hold like this. That's first Tana, and not like this Tana here, not like this Bryce in Nechmami. This Bryce is a cash on Levi, but Levi doesn't learn like this Bryce. Levi learns like the Bryce before. The boy said another terrorist could be is Bishifas, that she did not stop seeing Dam. Because after the 7 or 14 days were up, she was seeing Dam the last day of the 14th day, and it went to say the straight for the next 7 days. So that's why, even according to Levi, the second mine only starts if the first one stops. But if the first one did not stop, it's continued from that one. So the best question that can be, Ivor Sofrak, it says that she counted Zainikiyam. So Mashmah, clearly she stopped seeing. You can't tell me she's still seeing now. You can't say it's a straight flow. It says with Sofra she started to count the Zainikiyim. So my answer is, Hocho b'yoled this nekeva. We're talking about now she gave birth to a nekeva. Bizaif, and before, right before she gave birth, she had two mezovaron askinan. So it's like this. The Shvua Kama Poska. The first week after she gave birth, she didn't see any dam at all. So those 7 days helped for the Zainikiyim. Then Shua Bas for the second week, Le Poska, she didn't stop seeing. Ukasava, this Tana holds that Yemei Le Dosa Shein Royaben. Like these first 7 days after she gave birth, even though she still Tummy then, but since those 7 days she did not see any Dam, the Din is Oidon Law Lesfira Sazivasa. It could be included in the Zainikiyim. So that's what the Bryson means to say. Over here, it could be talking about that really the first 7 days she didn't see anything, but then the next 7 days she did see, and even after the last 7 days passed by, the 14th day she was still seeing and it went straight. So that's why, since she didn't stop seeing, that dam is real dam nida still. Therefore, that dam Beisila says it's time to lach v'yavish. It's a real dam nida. Oh, Malay Ravina Ravash, Ravina says back to Ravashi. Oh, Malon Rav Shimon Misichra. Shimon told us all we came from this place, Sichra, that Ikla Mazutra Liasrin, that Mazutra came into the city, and Vidar Shidashin like this, that Hilchos Akavosa de Rav Lechumra, that we passed in like Rav Lechumra to say it's one Mayan. One Mayan means that after the 80 days are up, even though she's still seeing Dam, the Dam is Tameh. Because there's one mind, and the Torah says, right after the 80 days, right after the 40 days, for Zohar, the Dam becomes Tamei. Because according to Levi, if you keep on seeing without a stop, it's still Dam Toyer. So you got to go Lechum like Rav. And also we pass Kavilchus, like Avos, and Levi Lechumra. Now if here's a Sophic what the law is, you have to go Lechumra both ways. Or Chumra the Levi would be is, like let's say you finished your 7 days of Tumah, and she's still seeing Dam, she didn't stop. So according to Levi, since the first Mayan never stopped, the Dam is still Tamei. Whereas according to Rav, the Torah says automatically that Dam is Torah. So we go Lechumra both ways. That's what he paskened. However, Ravashi says no. Hilchos HaGavos of the Rav, we paskin like Rav, it's called one Mayan. And therefore, as soon as the 80 days are up, she becomes Tamei. And as soon as the 7 days are up, she becomes Torah. The Dam is Torah. Vein Lekula, Vein Lechumra. And who are din Dorosh Mareima also dashing this way? Dorosh Mareima, that Hilchos Kavos the Rav, we pass like Rav Taka, Bein Lekula Bein Lechumra. We pass like Rav, Bein Lekula Bein Lechumra. That we hold is called one Mayan. And also, Hilchos Kavos the Rav, that's the Maskona the Gemara comes out, we pass like Rav here, Bein Lekula Bein Lechumra. We take a paskin that this halacha that he led this after she gives birth, that after the 7 or 14 days that she's tor, the pshat is really at the same place where the dam comes out from. Just that's the gzeras hakosiv, that by any cave the first 14 days is dam tomei, and after that the dam is dam toyer, not because it has to stop and start from a new mayan, even though it's the same mayan, the Torah said that it's tor.